Let's pray. Heavenly Father, hear us. Help us to hear you. Amen. 2024 is like a long highway in front of us. We have taken the first few steps down that road, and we may be wondering, what are the next steps going to bring into our lives? What do you want them to bring? Riches, popularity, influence, intelligence, improvement in singing and sports and the arts, or in teaching, or in your job? So it goes. Each person focuses on some improvement in his outward condition as he journeys down Highway 2024. I'm here to tell you that there is something else that each one of us wants every step of the way. Male or female, young or old, student, teacher, staff, you all want this, although you may not realize it. Peace. Think of the opposite. Do you want 2024 to be filled with trouble, pain, sadness, tribulation, fighting, warfare, conflict, distress, disasters, and so forth? No. Yet if you watch the news, you see this going on all the time, and every indication is it's going to continue. People are unhappy about their condition. And so they either have inner turmoil or they create outward turmoil. They feel pain or they create pain. For most people, Highway 2024 will be filled with bumps and potholes, twists and turns, road rage and accidents. There will be rioting in the streets, strife within families. There will be wars and reports of wars. Now, who actually enjoys such things in their own personal lives? Even though they don't want turmoil, it's going to be there. And sad to say, the majority don't know where or how to find peace. Oh, they'll try. They'll try to numb their bruised senses with drugs and alcohol. Be on your guard, seniors. When you go to college next fall, stand fast with the Lord. And then there are those who try to find something to distract them from their problems. Partying, TV, movies, books, anything to take their minds off of their troubles. But all of this is short-lived. In the end, the problems are still there, and they will still upset them. They will find, if they choose, suicide as a way out of turmoil. They're going to find only an eternity of unimaginable turmoil. Now, perhaps you're thinking, we Christians have these kind of problems too. Well, that's true. Jesus said it. John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So he tells us, you will have tribulation. Over and over again, we are told that there will be difficulties in our lives. Jesus goes so far as to say, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." He's talking about in the outward world, outward strife. And he goes on to talk about family members fighting with each other about Jesus. The Apostle Paul talks about being imprisoned, whipped, beaten, stoned, suffering hunger, thirst, and many other dangers. But in his heart, he was at peace. Can we expect things to be any different? No. It is part of the cost of being a disciple of Jesus. It is because we are in the world. He says, in the world, you will have tribulation. The world is the enemy of Christ, and therefore the world is our enemy. Again, Jesus tells us, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. However, we heard him say, didn't we? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So the world cannot rob us of that precious treasure which Jesus gives. In me, you have peace. As I say, he's not talking about peace between nations or even peace between people, but peace between us and God. We heard about it on Christmas. Peace on earth. The inner peace. These words came right after the angel had said, unto you is born this day a Savior. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. So this peace has been achieved by a Savior. By a way of salvation. It is a peace between, as I said, between us and God. Once we're in conflict with God, but Jesus has removed the cause of that conflict by removing our sins. Through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, that child in the manger has achieved everlasting peace with God. And through faith in Jesus Christ, we have that peace. So all is well. Shalom. God holds nothing against us. This faith makes it possible for us to go down Highway 2024 and endure all the suffering, the sorrow, the strife. In the world, we will have that tribulation. But in Christ, we will have peace. Peace in here, in the heart. Although the world tries to rob us of that peace, it cannot, for our Christ has overcome the world. So now we know that we can travel down this road, 2024, in peace. The bumps and holes and twists and turns are going to be there, but we can handle it because all is well between us and God. Therefore, as you think about the coming year, don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We sing of that peace in hymn 47. We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4.
Throughout our earthly life. stay and strive. Then my heart shall bid our conflict cease. Call us, O Lord, to thine eternal peace.
Go in peace.